The moon. The moon is our nearest neighbor in space. It is much closer to us than the sun. It is only 239,000 miles away. The sun is 93 million miles away. The moon is much smaller than the Earth. The moon is not like the sun or other stars. It does not give off its own light. It only reflects the light of the sun. That means the sun's light bounces off it. A planet orbits a sun. A moon orbits a planet. The moon takes 28 days to go completely around the Earth. The moon is not smooth on its surface. It has craters, big holes. It has no air. It does not have water. So there is no life on the moon. But people have visited the moon. Neil Armstrong, an American astronaut, was the first person to step on the moon. Moon phases. The moon looks different at different times. Does it change its shape? No, the moon stays the same. What changes is how we see it from Earth. But we don't always see all of that side. Sometimes we only see part of it. This is because of the way it moves around the Earth. Remember that the moon only reflects the light of the sun. So, when the sun is behind the moon, we can't see it at all. We call this a new moon. The night is very dark. When the sun is facing the moon, we see the whole face of the moon lit up. This is called a full moon. What happens between the new moon and the full moon? We see only parts of the moon. First, we see just a little slice. Only a little of the sun's light is hitting the moon. It seems to get bigger each night. Then we can see half of the moon lit up. Each night we see more and more of it. Then finally we see the full moon. After that, it seems to get smaller again. We see less and less of it. Then we cannot see it at all. From Earth, it looks like the sun is not lighting up the moon. This is called the new moon. Then the cycle starts all over again. These are called the phases of the moon. The next time you're outside at night, look at the moon. Watch how it changes from one night to the next. Let us now summarize what we have learned.